Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're in the Quicken Loan Studios on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell with Carver High Mafia, national mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. PharrellOnTheBench.com has the best football picks. Everybody knows it. I mean, it's just bottom line. I hit more than anybody anywhere, and that includes everybody. Thursday, you got the heels at the Canes, and then pros, Vikings, Rams. Saturday, Ohio State, Penn State, Notre Dame, Stanford. Sunday, Philly, Tennessee, Miami, New England, New Orleans, and the Giants, Cleveland, Oakland. Sunday night, Baltimore, Pittsburgh. Every pick, every sport, baseball, boxing, MMA, NHL coming up next week, daily fantasy. It's all there. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Also, tomorrow, a new episode, a new week. I do six a week, a new show, episode 25 of Pharrell on the Bets on Westwood One. It's my sports betting show. It's a podcast, 30 minutes a day. It's about sports betting. That's what we do on there. We talk about everything that goes on in every sport and anything that's on the board that matters. We're talking about it. And you can follow us at On the Bets, WWO. Subscribe free and go on Apple Podcasts and give us that 5-star love review. I'm not interested in 1 through 4. I need a 5-star love push. Come on. So if you can help us there, that would be great. Follow us and subscribe free. I think you'll dig the show. It drops every morning, Tuesday to Sunday at 6:30 a.m. Pharrell on the Bets. It's getting big. So there you go. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4. CBS brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. One other note, we have a podcast as well for this show. Pharrell on the Bench on CBS Sports Radio comes out after every show on Twitter at Scott Pharrell, at On the Bench CBS, on Pharrell on the Bench on Facebook, and on the network website, cbssportsradio.com. The Pharrell on the Bench podcast comes out after every show and the next day. Kenny in Pittsburgh. On the Fan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, Pharrell?
Hey, dude.
Just wanted to go ahead and just talk about the Steelers-Bucks game tonight. I'm happy that the Steelers won. I'm sure you are as well.
Right.
But and the offense does not concern me as much as definitely the defense, because I believe we gave up 9 passing touchdowns in 2 games. And that's never happened before in Steeler history. That is a big concern, especially going into a team like Baltimore that'll definitely we know the history between these two teams. The penalty, which I believe is probably going to get worse because, as I said before, you're now going in to face the Ravens, and there's a history of penalties on both sides for that. So it doesn't look like the penalties will probably solve themselves, but I saw an undisciplined team, and I saw a team that was pretty much playing on willpower. And Ben kind of was the hero tonight. I mean, I feel like that if Ben didn't play the way he did and got back to winning, I guess I would say, then the Steelers wouldn't have won tonight. Because give credit to Fitzpatrick all you want, but Ben definitely won that game for the Steelers. But Fitzpatrick played somewhat well, with the exception of the picks, which I believe that the Steelers were actually lucky to get.
But all right, so I thought you summed it up about 5 minutes ago. So, I mean, now we're just, like, going overboard. I mean, you did the whole thing so well, I don't even need to talk, okay? So that, I thought, was a great analysis of the game. I cut you off because you were just rambling. And I had others that were saying the same thing to me, giving me the look, like, this guy's not going to stop unless you stop him, right? So there you go. You nailed everything. There's nothing else I could say. Mike in Jersey.
Jersey Shore.
Yeah, man. What's up, bro?
Shaggy, dude. Can I get a 40-ounce at Old English, please?
Can we get him a 40? Everybody needs a little splash. Shaggy. So what'd you think?
I just want to focus on John Bostic. That dude is a monster. You guys signed a nice free agent, and I'm just blown away by him. And my wife has a couple questions for you, but she couldn't hang, and she's off the bed, so I got a couple questions for you.
All right, what are those?
She's talking about Le'Veon.
Right.
Does Le'Veon need to be off the team or come back?
I think they should get rid of him, to be honest with you. It's a waste of time. This whole thing has been painful for everyone, and I'm being as honest as possible when I say this. I just don't see any reason to have him on the football team anymore. They're talking about, oh, we need him for this year to win, and we're going to win the Super Bowl with him. Well, they've had him all these years. They never won the Super Bowl with him. And everybody talks about how he's the greatest player in the league, but they're not winning Super Bowls with him, are they? So you can say whatever you want, but this disgruntled, malcontent holdout of a lifetime. I've never seen a holdout like this before, where the guy is actually getting $14.5 million to play football, and he still won't take it. And he's just the highest paid guy in the league, and he still won't do it. And then he blows off not only camp, but he blows off the first 3 weeks. You know, he's not showing up now either. So he's just not showing up at all. He does not want to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers anymore. That's painfully obvious. All this talk about they should just give him his money, it's not happening. So all these idiots that think they're going to give him this money, how stupid do you have to be to believe they're going to give him the money? They've never given him the money. So they've given him tags, and that's the best they're going to do. So they will never give him a dollar more than $14.5 million. I can guarantee you that. So that at this point, the ship sailed. They've moved on with Connor, and you know they could have easily, in my view, should have won the Browns game. Should have lost the Chiefs game. Should have won tonight. They'd be 2-1. Instead, they're 1-1-1. And, you know, I said this earlier. They could rattle off 9 wins out of 10. I mean, they have that ability. They're not that bad, believe me you. And their defense seemed to, at some capacity, figure it out tonight. So if they get the defense going, and they already know they got a quarterback that'll throw for 350 to 450 a game and two or three touchdowns, he might throw a pick, but he's gonna light you up for a couple. And that's all there is to it. If they get that defense going with that quarterback and he's healthy, that team could beat anyone in the NFL anywhere on any Sunday ever. So they could actually turn their season around in a hurry. If they go home on Sunday night and beat the Ravens and they're 2-1-1, I bet you they rattle off 9 of 10 and they'll be in first place. That's what I think, because they have that capability. Real quick, what's the other question about besides Le'Veon?
Well, John Bostic, man, that's...
Yeah, Bostic, like you had already said, he's great. He had a big game, 6 tackles, a sack, and, you know, 2 of them tackles for losses. He knocked down a couple passes. He knocked the quarterback around. He had a big game, but, I mean, like they say, that's what he gets paid to do. So he went out and did what he gets paid to do. So it wasn't that overwhelming. 6 tackles to me and a sack. That's a good game. There's no denying Bostic had a good game. I think probably had the best game defensively for the Steelers tonight. I'll give you that. So that's a good job by him, but, you know, that's what he's supposed to do. I didn't think it was that overwhelming. I wasn't, like, running around going, man, John Bostic. I mean, you were, and God bless you for it. I didn't notice it that much. I'm glad you did, so you noticed more than I did. Gator Duke.
Hello, Mr. Farrell. How are you, sir?
Hey, man.
Hey, listen, man. This guy, Bell, is a black cloud. He's a black mamba. He's poisonous.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Like, there's no reason anymore, in my view, to have him around. He's just, that's exactly what he is. That's a great call by you.
He's poisonous. Now, I want to reiterate something. I don't like to go back in the past, but you and Mafia had me wrong. I wasn't calling for Mullen's head last week after the loss to Kentucky 2 weeks ago. I know that a coach needs 3 to 4 years to develop his picks and is recruiting. So you guys were wrong on that. The Gators are a decent team. They're not a great team, but they're a decent team.
Well, they're definitely a decent team. They kicked Tennessee's ass in Knoxville. Now, I warned people. Did I not, Carver High? I said, listen, remember the people calling up about 2-1 Tennessee? And I said, you haven't beaten anybody. You won two games against Hacks. Let's see you do it to Florida. You'll probably get, you know, beat by Florida. I had Florida winning the game. I thought Tennessee would be in a game, though. I thought it'd be a good game. It was a terrible game. They got their asses handed to them.
Yeah, the game was unwatchable.
And as far as Mullen goes, you know, we all said he needs time, and he's not getting fired. That's all I know. So all this other stuff about being wrong, if it makes you feel better, I told you I'm wrong about 30 times a day. But other than that, I wasn't wrong about Dan Mullen. Thanks. And if you think I am, then go to bed. I don't care. I don't even care if I was wrong. I hope I was, in fact. Will that make you feel better? Because I really don't give a rat's ass about Dan Mullen right about now. He won the game. I picked him to win the game. And I am, again, proven right about your boy Tennessee, who is overrated, and they still suck, and that's who they are. So all these people that thought, hey, we turned it around, Pruitt, it's a new day in Knoxville. No, it isn't. I mean, you had a big SEC game at Neyland Stadium. You got your asses handed to you, served up for lunch. So you can't lose big in a conference game at home by what they got whacked by and tell me that you're good, okay, because you're not.
And it's going to get even worse when they play Georgia this Saturday.
Oh, it's even worse.
And then how about Auburn after that?
Aren't they getting 32 from Georgia?
And Alabama after that.
And they'll probably get 40 from Alabama. How about Alabama laying 49 to Louisiana this week?
They got one more win left on their schedule.
You going near that number?
No. They got one more win left on their schedule. They play Charlotte on November 3rd. That'll be last game Tennessee wins this year.
There you go. Congratulations. You beat the Charlotte team. 855-212-4227. So, Jimmy G is done. What do you think is going through his mind after that? Like, he's got to be freaking out right about now because his life right now is in mud. He's finished. He's going to have knee surgery this week and be done for a year.
Check is still going to cash.
They don't want Colin Kaepernick, though. Did you see how quickly they pounced on that story and said, we're not bringing in Colin Kaepernick? Now everybody's going to get mad about that. You can't even say you don't want him around, and then you're a racist for that, right? You're a racist if you don't want Colin Kaepernick on your team. It's no longer, we don't think he's the kind of quarterback we're looking for. It's that everyone says you're a racist, right? Isn't that about right?
Well, when you got Tom Savage trying out, why would you need to look at anywhere else?
Jesus, Tom Savage. But can you imagine, who's their quarterback? Who did he say, CJ what?
CJ Beathard.
Oh, my God. That's their quarterback. They're getting 10 this week. Who are they playing? I just saw their game. They're getting 10 this week. So.
Playing the Chargers.
Oh, in L.A. How bad do you think that'll be?
I think they're going to get smoked.
Smoked.
Because like I continue to say. Team wasn't that good even with him.
So you don't think they can handle that wood?
No, I don't.
And you think the Chargers blow teams out because they don't look too good to me either. They got smoked yesterday, but he could have backdoored that game.
Yeah, he had opportunities.
He had the ball, had a chance to backdoor it. With it getting 7, they were, what was it? They were down, 35-23 or something like that. He scores, it's 35-30, right? You got that guy in a football game. I guarantee you the back door happens all the time with guys like Luck and Phillip Rivers. If you got a great and Drew Brees, right? You get guys like this, the back door is always unlocked, right? Someone's always, I'll be your back door man, Led Zeppelin, right? I'm telling you. What team will Colin Kaepernick play for this season? Cleveland, New England, Oakland, plus 600, the favorite. Detroit, Buffalo, Denver, plus 900. The Rams, Chargers, Seattle, plus 1,000. Giants, Jets, Baltimore, 1,200. Arizona, Minnesota, 1,500, along with Atlanta, Miami. The Fields, plus 700. No team, minus 200. What do you think? Do you think he's going to play for anybody this year, Mafia? Colin Kaepernick. Will somebody be desperate enough to finally give him a job?
Sure doesn't seem that way, because if the 49ers are going to say they're not interested, like, who else is as desperate in a situation like that? I mean, you got young quarterbacks in Arizona, so they're not going to go try to sign him. Hold on. A lot of these other places, you have guys that are entrenched. I don't think he wants to sign as a backup. You know, I think if he's going to sign, he would have. We keep hearing things like, oh, there's two teams interested, or there's, you know, three teams interested. He's trying out for
now. There's
people.
None.
Right, like, nothing ever happens, so it's just more the same.
So Josh Rosen will be the Cardinals' starting quarterback going forward, according to Steve Wilks, their coach. And Josh Allen's already got the job in Buffalo. Darnold's got the job. Who isn't playing?
Everyone's playing now. We're talking the beginning of the year. Which of the four, you know, guys in the top 10 were going to be the first to get in there? And we said a lot of them probably aren't going to play much this year. And now they're all in there.
So Aqib Talib, a high ankle sprain. Those are bad. Those are 6 weeks, if you ask me. And then Marcus Peters strained his calf. They thought it was an Achilles when it happened, but it's not. Do you think that affects them against the Vikings on Thursday night? Their secondary is depleted.
Hurts their secondary a little bit, but I mean, if they get the pressure on your boy Cousins, like we saw Buffalo do, he's going to wilt, especially if Cook isn't there to run it.
What about Mo Wilkerson, your boy from the Jets, now with the Packers? He went down first season of a one-year deal with the Packers after 7 years with the Jets. I don't know what it is, but I heard today he had surgery and he's done for the year. Is that true?
That's what they're saying. Yeah, that sucks for him, and it's tough for them. You know, that's a good addition to their defense that they were hoping to revamp, and lose him in the middle is a big loss.
So Earl Thomas, do you think the Seahawks will trade him to the Cowboys or not? Yes or no?
I think they should have done it already. I mean, yes, his value might go up a little bit with the way he's playing.
Should have done it yesterday.
They should have done it before the season ever started and tried to get him down there. But I'm sure the two picks will help his value a little bit at least.
Do you think, Carver Hyde, that the Raiders are talking? There's some people, there's stories out there that there's a growing malcontents. There's frustration and divide in the locker room. And that the players apparently don't like him. But it's too bad. He's there 10 years.
1,000% true.
They don't like him. It doesn't matter.
I believe it. There's 1,000. He doesn't care either. He doesn't care what.
10-year deal, $100 million.
And some scouts are concerned about him. He's the one making all the decisions. He wants to have his own big board in his office for the draft. He's going to have it. I don't know why those guys even have jobs at this point.
So there's growing disconnect between him and the team's front office, including the GM, regarding personnel. So he's already going at it with McKenzie and everybody else. I actually thought they looked a lot better yesterday, to be honest with you.
You're listening to Farrell on the Bench.
So Bryce Harper had his 100th RBI of the season. First time he's driven in 100. So at the end of the day, remember, he didn't hit for average at all. But he sure hit a lot of home runs and RBIs, Carver Hyde. Not bad for Bryce Harper going into his big offseason where he's supposed to make $500 million. I do not believe he'll get anywhere near that kind of money.
I don't believe he'll get anywhere near that kind of money either.
They'll shaft him like J.D. Martinez got shafted in Boston with that cheap-ass contract they gave him.
He's not going to get shafted that much. He's going to get his money. He's going to get some money because there's teams that are going to line up. They're not going to give him five, but I think somebody's going to give him three. I think he's going to get his money.
Are you willing to take back the thoughts that you and I had that Yelich is not the MVP after now he's got the 12-hit, 545 week that he had last week, Player of the Week? Do you think that he's gotten so hot in the second half and so hot lately at the last month of the season and the last 2 weeks of the season that he's going to steal the MVP from Javi Baez? Like people think.
He really has. The September that he's having is definitely going to be a huge factor in it. Now, look, they're two games back of the Cubs.
Right.
With, what is it, five or six games to play?
Six to go.
If they somehow won the division, I think you have to give it to him.
Did they won tonight in St. Louis, obviously.
Yes.
Or I'm watching it right now. It's 6-4. Is that accurate, bottom of the ninth, or is this
I know there was a rain delay there.
I think this is right now happening. Two outs, nobody on. Brewers up two. So they're going to win tonight. And do you like Gio Gonzalez tomorrow at St. Louis?
I do.
So do you think the Brewers can catch the Cubs? And I guess it doesn't matter either way, does it? Because they got the wild card either way. They're going to play St. Louis for a one-game playoff.
Well, St. Louis not completely out of the woods yet. They're going to get their 70th loss tonight, and then they will be tied with Colorado. Colorado will actually be a half game behind them because St. Louis has played one more game. But in the loss column, St. Louis and Colorado are going to be even after tonight. So that's far from over. For the Cardinals, they still, And the Rockies are one back of the Dodgers for the NL West.
Okay.
So there's a lot happening there.
Okay, the Rockies are one back. So tonight they'll be a half game back because the
Well, the Dodgers Dodgers are off tonight, right? So, Dodgers aren't playing tonight, I don't think.
Yeah, but they're not. But the Dodgers, obviously.
Dodgers right. are playing. They're up 4-3.
The Dodgers are playing. Yes. 4-3. There you
go. But they're up a game on them. So if the Dodgers win and the Rockies are not playing tonight.
The Rockies won already. They beat the Phillies.
All right. So there you go. They've won four in a row. They're pretty hot. Do you think they can catch the Dodgers?
I think they can, yes. I think they can. I think Colorado gets in some one way or the other, whether it's through the St. Louis second wild card angle or through the Dodgers. I think that Colorado is going to get in this
week. So they play the Phillies again tomorrow, and I guess my question is,
you believe the Phillies are
so they finish
15-30 in their last 45.
But you realize Colorado plays every single game the rest of the way this whole week at home. That's why they're going to get in.
That's part of the reason why I'm in the mix for them.
The Dodgers are in Arizona. Right? Isn't that accurate?
But then San Francisco, they play the Giants the last three.
The Giants who quit playing baseball at the beginning of August. That's why they're firing everyone today except for Bochy because the whole team quit on him. How about that team in San Francisco? A team to really be proud of. A team that won three World Series that now quits playing August 1st. They literally threw every game they played. They quit playing. I've never seen anything like it. They are the most atrocious team right now in baseball. They don't try. They go out and they go through the motions. Like they might as well have a billboard that says, we're throwing the game tonight. That's what they should have on their helmet.
And the Cardinals have these three with the Brewers and then finish at Wrigley this weekend, three with the Cubs. Cubs may need the games with Milwaukee breathing down their neck.
You may be right because that team
I think the Cardinals are going to be out.
That sounds like a brutal schedule, except the fact that the Cubs haven't been playing well either.
Right, and they have trouble with the Pirates, and they play the Pirates, I believe, the Cubs.
I took Archer tomorrow against them because they just don't care. They're playing like we already got this in the bag.
Well, they don't. They need to figure it out over these last 4 or 5 days, I think.
How funny would it be if the Cubs blew it and the Brewers won the division?
Well, the Cubs are going to either be playing in the one game or win the division. The Cubs aren't going to completely miss, but two games with, you know, 5-6 to go, man, that would be tough to lose that.
Do you remember when Craig McTavish pulled the tongue out of the mascot's mouth? You remember that one?
Yes.
Did you see the new mascot for the Flyers that I sent you?
I did see it.
What is going on there?
That is the ugliest Muppet wannabe I've ever seen put on skates. Like, what the hell is the tough, gritty Philadelphia franchise thinking putting such a just a terrible thing on the ice? My God.
But what is that
gritty
thing? Gritty's the name of it?
Yes.
It's me. It's Gritty. Did you see it? Look at
it's
this.
So
Darwin.
Bizarre.
That's their new mascot, the Flyers.
Wow.
Can you imagine they sat around in a meeting, these people in Philly, like at the franchise, they had a day where they spent, we're going to have a conference meeting room and the whole staff, everyone in the front office and PR staff going to meet in the conference room today and we're gonna pick the best mascot, and that they actually sat around and picked this, whatever that thing
There's
is.
There's no way that was a sober meeting if that's what
I mean, that looks like one of my snots or something. I mean, honestly, what is that thing?
Looks like someone was watching one of their kids' like television shows, baked out of their mind, and decided that was a great idea to throw in
what
their
What is
eyes.
That thing? Gritty. It's the worst thing ever. Like, have the Islanders ever had a mascot this bad? Didn't they have one
Sparky
that was bad?
Sparky the Dragon.
Sparky was bad.
Not as bad as Gritty here.
Gritty.
It's like they took the Philly Fanatic and like they
made
put
it
through
Yuppie.
A garbage disposal. And I don't know what, like, it's so bizarre.
It's so awful. It really is awful.
His eyes are like bouncing around. You got to see this thing in real motion. That picture doesn't do it justice. You got to see its eyes like roll around when it walks.
He's on TV right now. Look
at this guy.
Oh, God, Gritty. And he's made his debut today. He's getting a lot of press. He's getting a lot of press. He's on TV and he's on Pharrell on a bench.
Maybe hopefully the Flyers, this is just like when IHOP changed to burgers. Like they're going to say like a week from now that this isn't real.
It was just a fake.
We're not really doing this.
Gurriel had eight runs, 10 RBIs, and .923 slugging for the week. He's the other player of the week in baseball, as if anyone cares. I want to ask you one last question. We'll come back and do it, though. On Didi Gregorius' right wrist, what happens to the Yankees if this guy can't go next week in the wild card game or moving forward if they were to beat the A's. If.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Carver, how did you see King Felix became a U.S. citizen today? After all these years in Seattle, he finally became a U.S. citizen today.
Did he?
Yes, sir. Congratulations to King Felix, who no longer pitches with any effectiveness whatsoever. Aren't they stuck with him for a while, too, with that big, fat contract of his?
Like a true American, he's getting a lot of money and terrible at his job.
Yeah. Let me just say this, and I'm not going to be mean here or anything, but tell me the truth. Did we drive in tonight and the Monday Night Football game on the radio, it sounded like it was coming from Africa?
Locally, yes, it did.
What was that about? How can you be in this city? In the city. We were from the Bridge Inn on a 50,000-watt boomer, and you couldn't hear it. Explain that to me. It wasn't even raining.
Those buildings get in the way sometimes, I guess.
It's a nice way of being very positive, Mafia, very corporate Bill Belichick type answer. Tell him what I was telling you, because I can't do it on the air. It was the absolute worst thing I've ever heard in my life. It really was. It was embarrassing. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, to be honest with you, that's a huge station, too. I just couldn't believe it. Because I can hear that thing perfectly where I live. You know, I mean, I live like 35 minutes from Manhattan. It comes in like I was right in the building. But I'm in the city and I can't hear it? Unbelievable. So tell me, Carver, with your infinite wisdom about Didi, Sir Didi's right wrist. Hechevarria going to play, or are they going to move Glaber over and go Neil Walker?
I'd move Glaber over to short and play Neil Walker at second in the playoffs.
So why do you think they got Hechevarria when they got him?
Because it was a body, and at the time, Didi was still coming back from that original injury that he suffered towards the end of August there.
When he got spiked?
Right. So.
Or no, that was at first base when he got
first
ran
base
into his
the
heel.
Blue Jays on that Sunday. He was just a little insurance. You know, so they got him right before the 40 man.
He got a cortisone shot on like Monday.
So he's not playing again.
Or Sunday, maybe he got the cortisone shot. You don't think he's playing again?
I don't.
So done for the year.
I think so. Of course, he could play if he might try to play through it. He's the heart and soul of the team. So, I mean, they need him. He is the leader in the locker room. There's no doubt. Him and Brett Gardner, in my eyes, the leaders in the locker room.
And now he's done.
Seems that way.
No current pitcher on the Red Sox ever started and won a postseason game. They have combined for 19 playoff starts. Price 9, Kelly 4, Porcello 4, Sale 1, Pomerantz 1. With no individual victories, Price 2 wins and Kelly 1, both on playoff wins earned in relief. There you go. So we already know the Braves are in, so that's not even worth talking about. Otherwise, it looks like this. 5 teams for 4 spots. Cubs, Brewers, Dodgers, Cardinals, Rockies. The Cubs have 4 with Pittsburgh, 3 with St. Louis. Brewers at St. Louis, 3. Now, one of them tonight's done, right? And they won. And then an off day. And then 3 with Detroit. What an edge that is for Milwaukee playing the Tigers, who've also mailed it in, U.S. Postal Service style.
And the Rockies have the Phillies for 3 more. And then the Nationals all in Coors Field this week. And the Cardinals have these couple with the Brewers and then finish at Wrigley against the Cubs. I think the Cardinals are getting left out.
Cardinals 3 with Milwaukee at home, off day, and then 3 at the Cubs. And then here's the Dodgers, 3 at Arizona, now 2 left. They won tonight, I think. And then off day, and then at San Francisco for 3. So they look favorable. I'd say you're right. So Cubs, Brewers, Dodgers, Rockies will be the 4. They're going to let 4 in, right?
Yes.
5 teams, 4 spots. What a season it's
and
been.
I could still see the Rockies somehow passing the Dodgers, so.
And you still see what you're saying there is that they'll win the West. Forget
I still
about
think
the
they
card.
Can win the West, yes. And then the Dodgers would play Milwaukee in the one gamer.
All right. So I have to ask you, LeBron James said today, it was media day, right? He said the Lakers have work to do to be great. Oh, thanks for that revelation. But the one thing that I want to ask you about is he denies, I don't know word for word, but he denies that he moved to the Lakers for his Hollywood businesses, that he's making all these movies and TV shows.
He can deny whatever he wants.
He's lying.
It's why he's there.
Yeah, he's lying. That's a lie. That has to be. Not that he knows, I care. I don't even care if he lies.
He knows he can't beat the Warriors no matter where he goes right now, so you might as well go get a jump start on your post-playing career, and that's what he's doing. That is what he's doing.
He says he's not doing that at all.
He's lying to you.
He says he just wants to – he thought the Lakers were the best fit, and he cares only about basketball. And that also is a lie, because that guy, since he's been in Hollywood – he's been there, what, a week? He's made 50 deals for TV shows and movies. I mean, all he's doing is TV. It's like all he does.
I mean, a lot of that was in the works before he got there, and – I mean, he was still in stuff and still producing stuff before he got there. But yeah, I agree with you. There's no way.
You don't believe that.
No, it's definitely going to be easier to run that business from out there. It's one thing to make calls and do the things that he was doing from Cleveland and getting things in motion. But when you're in LA, you know, a couple hours before the game, you can go meet with somebody on, you know, Hollywood Boulevard before you go out there. Or, you know, you could have meetings on an off day or whatever you got to do, go to the studios. It definitely is a lot easier to run it from there. And let's face it, the weather's a hell of a lot better, too. And you don't got to worry about J.R. Smith screwing a game up.
That's true. I think he actually likes JR, though. But
not after the finals.
But he knows he's a hack. Tiger Woods comeback completes the comeback with the tour championship win. This is the second time I've said this tonight, but I have to say that the scene around 18 yesterday at Eastlake in Atlanta was the craziest thing I think I've ever seen in golf. I've seen this guy win everything, right, his whole career since he was a kid. But so have you, maybe. But all I'm saying is, have you ever seen anything like that? That's Arnie's army, like tenfold. Have you ever seen a throng of fans on a golf course that big in your life? Except for maybe the British Open. I said that once. I've seen it before when they follow the guy up 18 at the British at like Turnberry or at St. Andrews. I mean, honestly, Carnoustie, they didn't even do that there. I mean, that was the most surreal thing I've ever seen. It was almost as if I know he was safe, but it seemed like it could have been unsafe, you know? Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, he was in the mix with everybody there, walking over to those last couple shots on 18. Unbelievable scene. I always thought he'd win another, but this winning that tournament yesterday, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because tournaments
it mattered
like that,
for him.
I get it, and you could see on his face how relieved he was that he won a golf tournament. Let's be fair. The only thing that matters with him is the four majors every year. That's it.
Do you think he'll win one now?
I do. I thought even, you know, when he was making this little charge
this year,
I thought he had a shot at the PGA, even at the British. I think that – now, look, after the Ryder Cup, after this week, you know, you got a little gap. So he's got a – stay with whatever he's been doing here for the last month and a half, 2 months, and make sure it carries over so that by the time Augusta rolls around, he's still playing the same way.
How do you think he'll do in Paris?
Good. I'm excited for the Ryder Cup this weekend. I like that it's early in the morning. Go watch it before football on Saturday and Sunday. All good stuff.
How embarrassing was the Hugh Jackson announcement that Baker was going to be a starting quarterback? I mean, do you think he should have done it the way he did it or just done it last week?
No, I think that doing it today was the right thing to do. I think that we talked about this that night. We kind of started to make fun of him, and Jay brought up a great point. They got the guy who just got taken out of the game in a concussion. It really wouldn't be right to just take his job away while he's still being checked out. So I thought it was – now, Hugh probably shouldn't have said, we're going to look at tape. That was a dumb thing to say. He probably should have just said, listen, my starting quarterback's injured right now. Let's – see what happens with him. You knew Baker was going to start. We all knew he was going to start. But it is what it is. Hugh does some things that are kind of silly.
So anyway, in a deal that cements him as the cornerstone of the franchise filled with divas and prima donnas, Cat Towns, Carl Anthony Towns, agrees to a 5-year, $190 million supermax extension. Do you think they'll do that kind of thing with Wiggins now? I mean, doesn't he have a gigantic contract too? But, I mean, those are the two that ran Jimmy Butler out. But they're not getting rid of him now. Is that what the deal is? Oh, they are. But the guy said, call me and I'll cut a deal with you.
Well, I saw tonight they were reporting that he, you know, Thibodeau asked him to, you know, listen, just come into camp. Let's work a little bit. Let's see what happens.
Why don't they just trade him to the Heat already?
And Jimmy Butler said no. He said, I'm not coming.
What about? Do you think
I'm waiting for you to trade me.
What about Miami? Do you like that?
Not particularly.
No.
I don't believe. I'm not. But Jimmy Butler is the perfect guy to have when you already have one, possibly even two superstars already. I don't think he's a lead guy. I don't even know in the right situation he's a good second guy. He needs other superstars to win a championship. You're not winning a title with Jimmy Butler as your lead dog. You're just not doing it.
A Turk in South Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, what the deal? What's shaking up?
Oh, what's up, Turk? Shake it up.
Yo, hey, I want to give a big shout out to my little man, KJ. He's hanging out with us from bowling tonight. You know, down here in South Carolina, we bowling tonight, so we just hanging out.
Sweet. Yeah, what's up, brother?
We're just hanging out, man. He's
all right,
only
cool.
7 years old.
My man.
Champion, national champion.
My man.
Wrestling.
That's great. Good job, dude.
Yeah, so, hey, I'm just hanging out. I just want to talk about my Redskins, man.
I just thought it was unbelievable because I didn't see it coming at all. I got burned on that game, and I hit a lot of games yesterday. That was not one of them. I was concerned. I will say this on Pharrell and Abetz podcast. I said all week, I don't like Aaron Rodgers running around on one leg. I'm going to stand by that comment until I see otherwise. I think the Packers are in big trouble with that guy playing with a bad knee. I think he looks bad. I think he can't run.
Yep.
I don't think they look good at all. I thought the Redskins pounded it down their throat. I thought Peterson looked great. I thought Alex Smith looked good again. That team from week to week, you don't know what you're going to get. The Redskins 1 week look terrible. The next week they look good. I can't trust them as a bettor. I hit on them one game, lose on them the next. They burned me against Arizona. Then they burned me yesterday. And then the other week, they won for me. So I don't know what to believe with them. They're a very tricky team to figure out. I'm not sure I'm buying the Redskins. I just know that Aaron Rodgers on one leg makes the Packers, to me, look very vulnerable. I mean, it is not the same Aaron Rodgers you're watching right now. You can talk all you want about stats or anything else. Watching that guy limping around and getting hit, I'm telling you, he's one hit away from their season being over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.